This is Red Dog 1. We seem to be picking up some interference. It sounds like he's looking. Strange, yes.
Thank you. Tree. Space.
Area 54, it's Chill Show here. Thanks for listening, you guys. Music from a brand new album from a guy called Chill Factor 5, a song called Knowledge off of Sunflowers Jazz. I always think that the Chill Factor 5 albums look like somebody made these at home. It's like a little collage, like a crappy collage of photos.
Yeah.
And all those albums kind of look like they're homemade, but the music seems to be pretty good.
This new record is...
It's not about the packaging, is it? Even though I always thought it was.
Well, this new record's a little less homemade. He's getting more proficient in the studio. First album was a little bit more homemade than the sound.
You're talking about
one.
The case of that the album is
no,
in?
No, the actual CD.
The actual CD?
Yeah.
The music itself.
The music itself.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of a little confusing here. Sounds from the Ground. We went back to their album Kin and played a track called Drawn to the Woman. And then brand new album from Static Revenger. It's out soon. Love Song Surprise. We played a song called Happy People. It was a chill out mix. This guy, the tracks I've heard from before were more house. He's a LA house DJ, but now he's producing a lot more music.
Yeah, and the album's amply named too. It's Love Song Surprise, and everyone thought he was going to come out with a house album, and he just wrote nothing but love songs.
Well, you can have house love songs.
Yeah, this is kind of more the singer-songwriter, you know, electronic, like folktronic almost. Actually, this is the when I was listening to the album, if I just didn't know who it was, I would swear it's Urge Overkill, like the mellow side of Urge Overkill.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're kind of their ballads, which are really good. Urge Overkill always had really good ballads, and that's kind of what it reminds me of.
Really?
That's hard to believe, but I think that, you know,
I'd have to listen to it again.
You're gonna have to listen to it again.
I didn't hear Urge Overkill in this music.
The vocalist is definitely.
Maybe you're thinking of the Urge Overkill remake of Neil Diamond's song.
Nope. I'm not thinking of that.
All right. We started the set off with Chemical Brothers and Beth Orton, a song called Where Do I Begin? It's, according to Tim, this is the Hangover song. Was it the Hangover song in the Vanilla Sky?
Yeah.
So it was. It's featured on that sound in that soundtrack.
It's just her. She talks about, you know, having a hangover and, you know, just looking into her coffee cup or something. That's why I call it the Hangover song.
She's probably dehydrated a lot.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, it's a good soundtrack, and I thought we'd just throw that one in the set. Hey, appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. We're Tim and Mike, Friday and Saturday nights here on 94.7. And then we take our shows and repeat them after Loveline during the midweek. And we're out of here, aren't we?
We're out of here.
All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.